The Frozen Four, the National College Hockey Championship, is coming to Buffalo next week. On this week's Press Pass, Jim Fink of Business First takes a look at the economic impact of that championship coming to Buffalo on the local tourism industry. He also provides an update on the Boulevard Mall and its search for a new owner.
There's an online auction that began by its receivers yesterday, and it's going to go until tomorrow. This is putting the pedal to the metal. Bidders have to submit their bids, and then the servicers will take a look at the bids and decide if they're going to accept them. And if they accept them, this could be a landmark or milestone moment to moving forward with the future of the Boulevard Mall. I know for a fact that right now Nick Sinatra is putting together a group and has submitted a bid. I know there's some out-of-town interests that have submitted a bid or will be. So I think there's a fair amount of activity.
Talking about other places that are getting a new look, the Goodyear Mansion on Delaware Avenue.
Paul Kolkmeier, who's a very prominent developer, is putting together a $10 million plan to take the Goodyear Mansion, which most people remember it most recently as the home of Oracle Charter School that closed last year.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to do a 29-room boutique hotel and about 20 or so apartments, market-rate upscale apartments. We are seeing signs all over the city. The economic wave is working its way out of downtown into various parts of the city, Niagara Street being a good example, the West Side, Hurdle Avenue, and now we're seeing it come up Delaware Avenue towards Gates Circle. The impact of this is bringing a historic property, original millionaire mansions, back to life, and B, it's a development bridge working its way up Delaware Avenue.
And also, speaking of development, that you brought this to my attention about some private sector development over along Jefferson Avenue.
I was crunching some numbers. $40 million. That's how much has been invested from the private sector just in the area in and around Jefferson and Dodge. That's People Inc. spending $30 million+ for their apartment complex. You have a new building that's also about $9 million. Northwest Savings Bank spent more than $1 million building out a branch. There's some other projects in the pipeline. So it's kind of interesting, and you take that against the backdrop of the $50 million towards East Side development that the governor pledged a few weeks ago. You also throw into the mix the $50 million that Dr. Rhonda Ricks and her group is investing on the Buffalo Forge site. And, of course, there's always interest in the Central Terminal. We're not seeing the same level of investment that you see along Niagara Street in the East Side, but we are seeing investment work at private sector dollars working its way into the East Side. And that is sort of a key development and social and psychological milestone for the city.
And finally, Jim, you're a hockey guy.
Yes, I am. So are you.
So what should we expect with the Frozen Four and the NCAA?
Well, first of all, good luck trying to find a hotel room next week in downtown. And virtually every hotel room is booked, and it's actually working its way into the suburbs. Visit Buffalo Niagara is projecting it to be about a $4 million at least economic impact. Secondly, and this is sort of a quirky side story to this, the NCAA is sending in a spy, what they call a corporate spy. The term Frozen Four is trademarked, much like the term Super Bowl is trademarked.
Okay.
So if they happen to see a hotel or a restaurant saying Frozen Four special, they'll probably get a little knock on their door saying, excuse me, that's a trademark. You can't say Frozen Four unless you pay for the right to use it.
Jim Fink, it's always great to talk to you about a variety of topics. Great to have you here on Press Pass, and as always, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. We'll see you next month.